The BBC presents It's a Stereophonic World.
All right, 6574382. You got half an hour.
Ah, thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Benteen welcoming you to It's a Stereophonic World, a program for people with ears 6 feet apart. First of all, let us meet your stereophonic announcer, Mr. Timothy Gudgeon Gudgeon.
Thank you, Michael. Good morning, morning. At this very moment, an event of national importance is happening right here in London. So let's go straight over to Ronnie Barker, who is waiting atop Admiralty Arch to tell us about it. Come in, Ronnie.
Well, Tim, as you can no doubt hear, thousands have turned out to be in on this great event, and all eyes are turned up the Mall, ready to get a first glimpse of... Oh, wait a minute. Yes, I think there's something. Yes, here they come. Yes, it's worth the waiting, because now, indeed, here they come. And here they are. And there they go. Probably why they came, and whatever it was, they were. This is Ronnie Barker returning you to Tim Gudgeon in the studio.
And from actualities, we turn to education. Later this morning, BBC Television will be presenting their... television programmes. But we thought that... I'm terribly sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I must apologise. There seems to be a... in the studio. Leon?
I know. I heard it. There's a flame in the studio. Don't worry. I've already sent for the exterminator.
Thank heaven. A studio with a... is a very... Oh, this is him. Morning.
Have no worry. Have no fear. The exterminator man is here.
And not a moment too soon.
Now, where is the little...
Somewhere over there.
Right. I want absolute quiet, please. Please. Will you be quiet? Thank you. Now, I'm going to turn on my detector. Now then. Here she is. Over here.
That's a herd in there, he's over there. Come on,
I'll have to look over this.
Because
you never find these little without a great deal of... He's got his mother with him. I'll just look then. Yes, that's him. He's underneath the floorboards. Quick, hand me my drill.
Ah, there you are, my little. I see you. You're a pretty little, aren't you? Yes, you are. Now hold still, my hairy little. Hand me my gun while I hold him in conversation. Thank you. Now, hold very still, little. Don't move. I've got something for you.
Ah.
Is he dead?
Yes. Yes. I hate my work.
I'm sorry about that. Now, later this morning, BBC Television will be presenting their educational television programmes. But we thought that stereophonic listeners might welcome the chance of improving themselves too. Thus, we inaugurate the Stereophonic School of the Air, starting off this semester with Intermediate French for Beginners.
Je suis ici à la maison de Monsieur et Madame Dubois. I am here at the house of Mr. and Mrs. Wood. Madame Dubois fait la ménage dans la cuisine. Mrs. Wood is washing up in the kitchen.
Faire un jacque, dormez-vous.
Brother Jack, sleep well, ring the bell, and let's have a ding-dong. Ah, voilà Monsieur Dubois. Ah, there is Mr. Wood.
Ah, Henri.
Ah, Henry.
Hello, Clotilde.
Hello, Clotilde.
Tu es à la bonne heure ce soir?
You are early tonight.
Oui, j'ai fini à la bonne heure au bureau.
Yes, I finished early at the office.
Ah, quelle nouvelle aujourd'hui?
What's been happening today?
Rien.
Nothing.
Ah, qui est-il?
Who is he?
Qui?
Who?
Cet imbécile au coin avec un micro.
That imbecile in the corner with a microphone.
Je ne l'ai jamais pas vu.
I have never seen him.
Clotilde, tu crois que je suis un idiot? Je suis venu à la bonne heure du bureau et je te trouve avec ton amant, quoi, avec un micro? Pourquoi le micro, chérie? Allô?
You think I am an idiot? I come back early from the office and I find your lover in the corner with a microphone. Why the microphone? Salo.
Ah, Henri! Pas ton revolver! Non!
Ah, Henry... Not your revolver, no.
Oh, mon Dieu, il est mort.
Oui, chérie, il est mort. Un moment. He is dead.
Improving oneself can often take a more practical form, of course, and many thousands of Britons pursue the cult of do-it-yourself. This is probably best seen by a visit to any small handicraft store.
Good morning. I'm looking for the owner of the shop.
Oh, good morning, sir. That's me.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm from the BBC, and I wonder if you could tell me something about the do-it-yourself enthusiasts who come into the shop.
Do-it-yourself.
Good morning, Buzz. Have you got any of them pockets?
Just a minute, George. This gentleman's first.
Oh, no. I'm very interested. Now, please go ahead.
Oh, that's very nice of you, sir. Now, George, what exactly were you after?
Have you got 3 dozen socket bits, Buzz?
Socket bits, George. Just a moment. I'll have a look. Ah, socket bits, them.
No, they're no good, Bertie. They're not countersunk.
Oh, not countersunk, you should have specified.
Well, I thought there wouldn't be any road to allow for the up path.
Oh, well, what leeway have you got?
Oh, 2 1/8.
Oh, there's your answer.
But no, them's bivalvular.
Ah, bivalvular, maybe, but they're clear 2 1/8.
Yeah, you're forgetting the bevel, aren't you?
Forgetting the bevel.
The bevel you've been.
Oh, God, I forgot the bevel. What would Dad have said to that? Oh. Forget the bevel, I forget my own name next time. Oh, what about router blades? They'd come for the same thing, wouldn't they?
Well, if they've got left-hand screws, yes.
Oh, well, them's that. They've only come in brass, man.
Bit of expansion trouble there.
Not if you use them new toggle pins.
Well, they need to be plugged.
Oh, but only at the camber.
Well, right, 2 dozen of them.
All right. That stuff altogether. Four dozen. All right, for grabbers.
Sell for beaters.
Not to wear for board, mate. Not to wear for board. Beats and I come up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, tell you what, throw in two of them thinking files and a mattress.
You won't need a mattress, George. It's bondage.
Oh, God. Well, that's a lot then, I think. Unless them boxer clips are coming.
Not yet, mate. It's the riddle pins are holding them up.
Yeah, that's a snag with dovetail mortise, isn't it?
Oh, it does. Yeah. Dovetail mortise. The only snag there is, they are, George. Got the van outside?
Yes, yes, I have. Well, I'll see you, Bert. Thanks very much, mate.
Oh, my pleasure.
Bye, George.
My pleasure. Oh, most fascinating.
Well, so I'm very sorry to have kept you waiting.
Oh, not at all. That was incredibly interesting. One of your regular customers, eh?
Oh, George? Oh, yes, indeed. He gets all his raw materials here.
And what does he make?
Boot laces.
But ultimately, the pattern of stereophonic radio depends on you, the listeners. And your opinions are gathered by BBC Audience Research, a department which regularly deploys interviewers to call on typical homes in order to ascertain this country's listening preferences.
Ah, good morning, madam. I'm from the BBC Listener Research Department. BBC, madam, yes. From the Listener Research Department. Oh, thank you very much.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you.
No, madam, from the Listener Research Department. I wonder if you could tell us, how often do you listen to stereophonic radio? Stereophonic radio, madam. BBC, you know, stereophonic radio.
Oh, moment,
Da?
Yes, este ma panuk na PPC.
Oh, da, mamushka, da, 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 mamushka. Pani Maja, Polska?
Polish. No, I'm afraid I don't speak Polish. I'm very sorry.
Idiot. A moment. Luigi!
Si?
Es un signora de BBC che non parla polonese.
Ah, vengo. Buongiorno, signor.
Oh, good morning. Yes, I'm from the BBC.
Ah, la BBC trasmissione, fantastico. Andy Bandy.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
Parla italiano?
Do I speak Italian? No, I'm afraid not. No,
ah,
I'm sorry.
Idiotto. Hans?
Ja?
Is ein Herr from the BBC? Spricht kein Polnisch or Italienisch?
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
German? Keiner. Nein.
Dummkopf. Mathilde!
Oui? Maintenant?
Non, plus tard. Il y a un monsieur du BBC qui ne parle pas polonais, italien ou allemand.
Oh! Parlez-vous français, monsieur?
Entrez, petit beurre.
Un moment, monsieur. Un moment, monsieur.
Allô? Oh, international? Oh, donnez-moi Bordeaux, 71-98. Allô, Georges? Oh, c'est Mathilde qui parle. Écoute, Georges, il y a un monsieur du BBC qui ne parle pas français. Vous parlez anglais, oui? Oh, bon. Voilà, monsieur.
Ah, thank you. Hello?
Hello?
Do you speak English?
Yes.
Oh, splendid. Look, I'm from the BBC. BBC.
BBC.
Yes. Tell me, sir, do you listen to the Saturday morning stereophonic transmissions?
No.
Oh, thank you, sir. Goodbye. Well, thank you. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Buongiorno.
Yeah. Oh, the BBC!
Now, from that survey, the BBC listener research conclude that very few people in Bordeaux listen to the stereophonic transmissions. The sport, on the other hand, is... Oh, excuse me.
See, General, it's one of our terrible broadcasting studios. Excuse me, Guardian.
Yes, of course, sir.
Yes. Up there is the control panel where the producer sits.
Excuse, please. Why do you have so many microphones?
Well, that is because this studio is used for stereophonic broadcast, which necessitates special equipment. As you can see, these microphones are of various types.
Very interesting. I wonder if you could elucidate one particular problem.
Well, certainly.
The significance, could you elucidate the significance of the little red light which is over there on the wall? You see the red light on the wall?
Yes.
What is the significance of the red light?
Well, that simply means that when it's on, as it is now, every word that is said in this studio is actually being broadcast all over the...
But the red light.
Please explain.
I'm standing on my turban.
Goodbye.
Now then. Yes. Sport is a highly popular form of radio. The British have always been renowned for sport and impartiality, and one of the most popular sports is show jumping. We're taking you over now to Arthur Beatby, waiting at White City to bring you a commentary on today's jumping.
Here comes the Italian entry, Colonel Spilotti, riding Carmelita for Italy. Colonel Spilotti rides in the very slipshod manner of a typical continental horseman. He seems to have a very great deal of control over Carmelita, probably because, like so many Italians, he rather favours the Italian position. It's by no means an ideal partnership. He's coming up to the first jump now. A bad approach, a very bad approach, that. Oh! Barely cleared it by 5 feet. But a very, very ropey landing indeed. Now coming into the second jump now. Oh, he's taking off far too early. Far too early. But bit of luck there. Luck with him. The wind turns in his favour at the last moment, and he just scraped over by a bare 6 feet. Now he's just approaching the last jump now. He'll be a very lucky man if he clears this one. It's the water jump. Ooh, a bad fault. Bad fault there. Just over. Very lucky to arrive. Was the lucky of Italy.
We will now come on, please, with our own. We will start from our
Yes, it's Miss Patraff riding Gay Lady, a very old favourite, long seen in London with the Amalgamated Dairies team, and a very great favourite here since 1902. Gay Lady is, of course, out of Quadrille by Happy Warrior, and Miss Rath by Mrs. Rath and Lieutenant Colonel Rath, probably one of the greatest show jumpers England has ever known. It's coming up the first jump now. Perfect position for takeoff. Well done, Pat. Yes. Well, a splendid recovery there. Rather bad luck there with the wind changing at that exact psychological moment. But a lovely landing. A lovely landing, Pat, with belly close to the ground, back arched, legs beautifully positioned, and nostrils widely distended. And Gay Lady didn't make a bad landing either. Here they're coming up to the second jump now. Wonderful to watch the way Miss Ruth handles Gay Lady. Perfect partnership. Horse and rider welded into one indissoluble whole. From this distance, it's a little difficult to tell which is which. Oh, bad luck there. He did the same thing in Argentina last week. It's probably the grass she'd been eating didn't agree with her. That spot of bad luck seems to have followed her here. Just coming into the last jump now. A tense moment, this, the water jump. A lovely approach. Oh, she's timed it beautifully. What? Gay Lady's refused. Gay Lady's refused, but wait a minute. Miss Ruff has accepted, and she's taking the water jump herself. Oh, she cleared it beautifully. What a beautiful style this experienced young swimmer has.
London is a city of old and traditional ceremonies, and it seems fitting that we include in this experimental transmission a link with the past. What better than the ceremony of the Traitor's Gate, performed nightly by the Beefeaters? and broadcast now direct from the Tower of London.
To the church today, yes, will. To go, halt. Oh, God.
Who knocks at the traitor's gate, friend or foe?
Friend.
Advance, friend, and be recognised.
I can't advance, friend. I'm right up against the gate now.
Well, nip back a bit, then.
Right. Hang on, friend. Is it far enough, friend?
Yeah, righto. Advance, friend, and be recognised.
Right. Do you recognise me, friend?
Hello, Bert.
Hello, Sid.
Give the password, Bert.
Password, Sid, yes. Open the finishing gate! Have you got it, Sid?
There you are, Bert.
Thank you, Sid. Good night, Sid.
Good night, Bert.
Patrol! To the bloody terror! Quick, march!
Twelve o'clock, the cat's out, and all's well.
They're coming! Help! Help! Quick!
And with that stirring ceremony, we come to the end of this edition of It's a Stereophonic World. And this is Michael Bentine saying thank you very much indeed for listening. Goodbye.
Fred! Fred!
Just one more thing. If you have enjoyed this programme, I'm sure that the BBC would like to hear about it. So could you just drop them a line telling them what you liked best? And I wonder if you'd do me a great personal favour too. Would you just add a line to tell them that I'm locked in Studio 6A and would they please come and let me out?
In It's a Stereophonic World, you heard Michael Bentine, Ronnie Barker, Leon Thor and Delia Corey. Script was by Michael Bentine and John Law, and an attempt at production was made. Your announcer was Tim Gudgeon.
And making that brave attempt at producing the suitably crazy stereophonic world of Michael Bentine and Chums from 1962 was Charles Chilton, who